what should we say? We wanted to, my brothers did this. They wanted them to tell us about their family, I guess, or stories. But they went blank.
They didn't record it on accident?
We started to, I forget what happened to that or who. If Tom has a recording somewhere.
So in other words, I'm not the first person in our family to say, let me hear about the old country.
Country, right.
Okay. So, when's the first time you remember having stuffed cabbage? Or has it been a part of your life always?
It's always been from as far as we went. I remember that as a kid, you know, as kids, we don't like cabbage. So I would eat the filling.
So in other words, if somebody makes this, it's totally fine if you just want to get the filling out.
Right.
But it's nice flavor. But I also, even at 33 years old, get kind of yucked out by the boiled cabbage.
Yeah. But now I like the cabbage, and so I actually add extra leaves in.
Bonnie likes stuffed cabbage. So that's good. So you and I made stuffed cabbage right before Christmas, mm-hmm. and I guess it was probably the 22nd, I think, yeah. or the 23rd.
Whatever.
Then you sent it home with me and Aaron and Bonnie. And that's what Bonnie ate for dinner on Christmas Day. Aaron and I had something else. But anyway, it lasted. So that's good. You make it ahead. You can freeze it. And
yeah, and it tastes better days later. So, but I remember freezing it. When you freeze it, it lasts for a long time until you, unless you eat it. But it'll stay in the refrigerator for a week at least.
That's good. It sounds like it's like a good one to just have in the freezer for.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's neat just to, oh, there's stuffed cabbage, and you pull it out and you make it.
Yeah. You know. Okay. Let's pretend we're making stuffed cabbage.
Okay.
How do you start?
Well, we always get, the way I make it, I get 3 heads of cabbage. And, of course, do you want the story about, we were in Publix and I sent, and that was in one section that I sent her to get, to conquer and getting the stuff. So she went to get the cabbage. And but so she when she came back in the dairy section, she came back. She was so proud of herself that she got cabbage for me. And I say, Lauren, this is not cabbage. This is lettuce. And, you know, it was so I sent her back to get it again. And I guess it didn't click with her. And she came back again.
With lettuce.
With lettuce.
And this is, who did this?
And
who did it?
I'm getting there. Oh. Lauren did. And
who
she,
is?
She was about, oh, where were we? She must have been 7
old
or
enough
8.
To know.
But she should have known, yeah.
Well, we forgive her now, I guess.
Yes.
I guess. I'm just kidding.
But we...
if she ever listens to this.
She... we laugh about it, you know, and so forth.
Okay, so we have 3 heads of cabbage.
And so we core out. We get it and core it before we put it in the water. And I go... I make a big thing of circle to core it all out. Oh. To get it all out, so
you don't want to eat the core,
right? And we do, it's too tough and hard and bitter or whatever, but also it keeps the cabbage together, but you want to core it out. So I go all the way, make a big circle to get it all out, because when you start to boil it, you Then you put it one. I put it one at a time in this big stock pot and have it come with a, I don't know. I just, it's one of those things I do with feeling now, but I do at least, I don't know what I want to say, 3 to 5 minutes. It's one of those things you don't want to walk away.
Yeah, stay right there.
Oh, that's another story. Ursula, your sister-in-law. My sister-in-law. Kept it in there. And she never made it. It was the first time. She wanted to make some carrot. So when she made it, she walked away and it became...
Mush.
Well,
that's all right, because then Hungarians, waste not, did it become soup?
I guess. I don't know. It wasn't my pot, so I didn't worry about it.
And the Ursula, if Ursula listens to this, she's not Hungarian. Let it be known.
Yeah. But she's Romanian.
No, she's Polish.
Polish.
Let the record show, Ursula, last name redacted, is Polish.
Polish, yes.
But speaks German.
But speaks lovely German. And what I wanted to say to that, there is a PBS show for The Flavor of Poland. Uh-huh. I think it's the name of it. Anyway, it's just, I always want to tell her about it because it's a girl who goes through and whatever, and she's the sights and the customs and of Poland and also the food. But anyway, we're getting off track.
Oh my gosh, are we ever. That's why this is getting written down. All you have told us is you get 3 heads of cabbage, not lettuce, core it out, put it one at a time in a stock pot of boiling water. It's by feel.
Oh, that's
but you don't actually want to put your hands in the boiling water.
No.
But you've got like a huge fork. And then you kind of lift the leaf off. If it comes off good, if it's not, if you have to tug at it, then just keep it.
Right. But
keep it still on the head.
I want to say this is, don't put the cabbage in and come up to boil because it smells.
Yeah, I know. So, it's the worst. Wait, you put it in boiling water?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So then I want to say it's, boil the water first.
Do you salt it?
Sure.
Okay.
And then put the cabbage in. So I guess as soon as the leaves start to come off, I have a certain container for it. Tupperware that I take them off.
So find your discard leaf Tupperware. Okay.
That's the only thing, which basically doesn't matter, but that's what I use it for.
Yeah, its only purpose is to hold the leaves.
Right.
Okay, so you got the leaves off. Now what? You got to make the filling.
Yes, thank you for that. The basic recipe is in the book.
The book, by the way, is... This is a nice little aside.
Yes.
The book is called The Art of Hungarian Cooking, published by the Ladies Auxiliary to the Hungarian American Athletic Club, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yes.
And why is New Brunswick, New Jersey significant?
Because there was a faction, you want to say, or a group, or...
No.
What?
It's where you were born.
Oh.
That's why it's significant.
No, I was going to say, but the Hungarians have a little, their league or auxiliary, whatever, is in New Brunswick.
Yeah. So. I actually looked it up. They still have festivals.
Oh.
Also, this was published in 1955.
Wow.
I know. That's younger than, or older than you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So okay. That must be around the time Uncle Mark would be 49. So that's when he was born. And Tom was about 3 years older than that.
No, Tom's younger.
Younger than
This is good. You are one of seven kids.
Yes.
And in the Northeast, somebody might say, oh, are you Catholic? And your family would say, no. No. You are immigrants.
Well, yeah, but we're not Catholic. I don't know. We weren't Presbyterian.
But no, you were Baptist. But the point is, people would always say, oh, you got a big family. Are you Catholic? And then your family would say, no, our parents are immigrants. Oh. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anyway, so we follow the basic recipe of this. It's a half a pound of chuck, ground chuck.
Yeah.
And a half a pound of, what's the other one?
Pork.
Pork, yeah.
Yeah. Then what?
And then sometimes we double it, so.
Yeah, because you got seven kids in the family, so you really gotta.
So be a pound of chuck and then a pound of pork. Yeah. And then all the stuff, you gotta look in the book to see what you gotta put in it.
You need it. Well, just use your heart, your mind, your feel. How would you do it?
I'll explain.
You like look at it, but I know you don't really even follow it. You just kind of like measure with your heart. But let's just say.
No, that part I measure was in the book. So okay. Whatever meat mixture you put in, then you put the rice in.
There you go. Cooked rice?
No. Well, no.
Some people do cooked. I actually listened to a podcast on the way. But this lady was from, like, Michigan. I felt like I couldn't trust her. She cooked her rice.
So Uncle Dan cooks the rice.
Okay.
But I don't. Okay. This is me.
Yeah. Dan is your oldest brother.
Right. So he puts the rice in the eggs, however he makes it. It's not more than one or two. I forget which.
Oh, it is one. One egg.
Yeah. But if you're doubling the recipe.
Yeah, then you gotta.
Doubly. And then, so we get that in, and then put that in the mixture, and then salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And then I always get the good Hungarian paprika.
Which is called, do you know the brand?
No, I have to look it up. So
I think it's like Shago, but yeah. I don't know. But do you know where Shago is from?
Hungary.
Well, Hungary, but also New Brunswick. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so it's just regular paprika. I don't put smoked paprika. Maybe a little smoked paprika. But there, again, you follow your heart. It's just
good. Yeah. You're moving your hand like you're.
Yeah.
Aunt Betsy would call it some putt-putts.
Yeah. She said, but I just. So, anyway, we got the rice, we got the eggs in, we got the salt, pepper,
paprika.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's your filling. But what do? You have to prep your other stock pot for where the rolls are going to land.
Yeah, I get two pots, the pot that you got for me.
We have the big pot for boiling, then you got the little pot for the actual cooking.
Right. That, it's, and it's, they're good, sturdy, cladware, whatever pots. And then the one you got for me for Christmas.
Dutch oven,
yeah.
Yeah. Le Creuset. Lodge.
Le Creuset.
All good brands.
No, yeah.
Well, yours is Le Creuset.
Yeah.
I have a Lodge because I don't have enough money to buy a Le Creuset.
Right.
Anyway, you got to prepare.
Yeah, so we put those, since we're doubling the recipe, I put both pots up. But and in the pot, it goes, and you have to get, hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Somebody said hi. It's like kielbasa, something like that, but it's
sausage.
Sausage, but it's also
This is where we play Mad Libs. What is Joycey thinking?
No, it's like made with, What do we get? We got chuck, and then we got, what else that goes in there?
You put kielbasa in it, and then you also put...
No.
No. Back up?
Back up, back up, back up. And we threw in the eggs and all that stuff.
Oh, into the filling. Oh, ground pork.
Ground pork.
So kielbasa, ground pork.
But there is a kielbasa pork.
Kielbasa pork.
Yes.
Got it. We got there. Kielbasa pork. Are we sauteing it?
No. So, yeah, well... You can take a glass. Depending on how much stuffed cabbage you make, you put one kielbasa in the pot, one pot, and another kielbasa in the, but if you're not...
Yeah, just do it all in one.
Do it all in one, or do it in two, you'd be surprised how much you need. And then, but cut the kielbasa in half.
Oh, okay.
That's what...
One half kielbasa in per pot. But if you're feeling frisky, you could just throw it all in.
Yeah, that's right. Just go with your heart. Or follow your heart. Okay. And then, so what I want to say. Put them in a pot, the heat's on, and you're just, you don't want to burn it, but you want to.
Get some fat off.
Right. So what is that?
I don't know. Saute.
Saute. Fry.
Anyway. Well, anyway, when the fat comes out, then what?
Then you put that in, and then you put one bag of sauerkraut.
Yeah, and what we should know is that this is where you're straying from the original. This is Joyce, but might have been another sibling helped you out, because I know that was the case. Didn't you come up with this with a brother?
Yeah, the same brother who cooks the rice. He's the one that...
Let's see if you hit all your siblings in this. You've already...
No, I know we won't.
Okay. Sorry to whomever does not get included. It's
gonna be Bobby. It was, what?
It's going to be Bobby.
Yeah, all those...
I don't know if Aunt Bobby makes stuffed cabbage.
Oh, yeah, I think she does.
Okay.
Or she used to.
They might be listening to this one day, so just be careful.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We love every Bischoff.
Yes.
Okay. Kielbasa, the sauerkraut. One bag of sauerkraut. I one time bought you a jar, and you said, this is not enough sauerkraut. So you want the bag, but we can't remember the brand. I don't know the brand.
Whatever bag sauerkraut there is, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's different...
Well, now there's different brands, but like...
Just don't get the sweet one.
Right. If it looks like a... if it's got like a Jewish name, it's probably kosher.
Yes, then it's good. But
this is not a kosher meal, but some of the ingredients, like the sauerkraut might be. So anyway, you're sautéing that all in.
Yeah, you're putting the... and you're making a... Now you're making a bed because the kielbasa is on the bottom. And it's getting happy by itself, but then you put in the sauerkraut. And then, on top of the sauerkraut now, you're putting more paprika. Ah. So it's like, it's turning red or pink or whatever. Regular.
Yeah.
And I also put in... juniper berries.
Yeah, that's a funny thing you do.
Yeah, and the thing is, you think it's something like animal droppings or something, but it's not.
Just berry, juniper berries.
Yes, and one time we went to look for it.
Yes.
And that's when Publix, you started not to carry it. But we didn't know.
So where'd you get it?
We finally went to Whole Foods and they got it. But then they stopped because it's one of those things that...
Nobody's using.
nobody's using, at least not here in America.
Yeah.
It's a European thing. And so, I remember Dad asked the helper at the time, I won't say where, and he thought since it was juniper berries that it was in the produce section. Oh. But it's not. It's in, you find it in the
spices in a jar,
right?
Dried.
And but you think, and it takes place of what are we?
The bay leaf. Right? No bay leaves here.
Well, actually, we do.
Oh, also. Okay, you've got a beautiful bed. It's a little bit of like a Hungarian lasagna with the kibasi, the sauerkraut. Are there any onions in there? Yeah, back it up.
The onions, it takes one onion and you chop it.
Okay.
Whatever. To go in there, and it goes in the mixture.
Okay, with the sauerkraut, with the kibasi.
No, it goes in with...
Oh, the meat.
The meat mixture, oh. And the eggs and the rice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's where it goes.
Okay. So anyway, you got your bed.
the bed.
You got your meat filling. The leaves are done.
Right.
I know what's coming next. It's kind of a fun part. Right?
Once we're all set up, then we, and the leaves are done, then we start to roll. And
here we go.
You want to roll it a certain way.
Yeah.
And I've seen on PBS.
They do it or they do it wrong?
They do it, but they do it wrong, or at least in my opinion.
Because it's too big?
It doesn't, well,
They use a toothpick?
Toothpick, yeah.
Peasants. Or like that's JV.
Yes.
I was thinking about it on the way driving over here.
Yeah.
Which listeners to the one person possibly listening to this.
Yeah.
We're currently right outside of Jacksonville and I drove from Tallahassee.
Yes. You live in Tallahassee, but you're talking out of
that's right.
Jacksonville.
So anyway, I had 2.5 hours to think about this. May I?
So you're a fine roller.
Thank you.
Yes.
One time, and Betsy said it, that grandma would be pleased with me.
Yes.
So anyway, you take your leaf. If you're right-handed, follow along. You have it, the leaf in your left hand, and right. You're going to take your paring knife, and you're going to cut the rib off the leaf.
Right.
Just kind of like lays over it. You're not going to like cut it out. You're just going to like smooth it out. It's gone.
It's gone. Well, you.
Oh, I never do.
What?
I don't cut it out completely.
You trim.
Trim the rib off.
Off.
Then flip the leaf over. So yes. Now that it's like a little cup in your hand.
Right. And you put the mixture in.
And I was thinking maybe a tablespoon of mixture. You can just grab it with your hands. Don't use a scoop. That's why waste a utensil.
Yes.
I mean, we have 2 stock pots out, possibly a third. We have a whole Tupperware just for leaves, so why?
Why?
That's a lot of dishes already.
Yes.
So I was thinking grab a tablespoon. Less?
No, I'm thinking, you know, the older Garens, they'll be proud because they want it real small.
Yeah. So this is I who apparently, as you just said, I'm a fine roller. About a tablespoon.
I would say a little bit more. A
little bit more. Put it at the bottom of the leaf, then roll it. Do one roll.
Roll.
So that way, one full rotation. Then, with your right hand, flip in the right side of the leaf. So now you have a straight edge. Continue rolling. When you get about 1/3 of the leaf left, then you push in the left side of the hanging out leaf.
But... Let me say this. So if there's a lot of leaf out there and you don't want to stuff it all in, trim it off.
Oh, you can just trim it with your paring knife.
Yes.
Then you stuff it in with your finger, stuff it into the meat, continue rolling, done. Now put it where? Now the finished roll goes into the pot on top of your bed.
Right.
And you just keep going, and it might take you 30 minutes. Right. It might take you more.
And sometimes I just make another, like, even in the leaf Tupperware thing, I put them in there.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll, when it's all stacked up, then I'll start putting them in the pot.
Oh, that's probably smart. So they're not cooking at different times. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, and like you said, it's really important that's a small roll. Hey, Bonnie. Hey. You found a bear? It's good to have small rolls. Kind of like a short cigar. Maybe even slimmer.
I think that's why I got impatient, and then I didn't want to put a tablespoon of the filling in. Yeah, or more. I would grab it.
Well, nobody said you were a fine roller.
No.
Okay.
And also, when it comes time to eat, that's why my brothers would, when they were younger, they would eating a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. There's how many brothers?
There's four, but there's two that are together.
Yeah. I was thinking about it because you used to list off everybody's name in age order, and it made me think of Finding Forrester.
Uh-huh.
You know that movie?
Yeah.
Where he lists off his brothers, although we find out later they're not real. But anyway, that's how it sounds like when you list off your siblings' names.
Really? They're not real?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Spoiler. Yeah.
But that, like your siblings. Name your siblings in age order.
The oldest is Dan.
No, just do it quickly. I love that when you used to, well, you know what I'm saying?
Manny, and then there's Tom and Mark and Dan.
Those are the boys.
Yes.
But growing up, you would always, you'd say Danny, Betsy, Bobby, Marky, Tommy, Manny, Joycey.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Because when I was the youngest, and so when I was learning how to speak, everybody had an E.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mark and Tom used to have mountains. A mound of, but then that's why they were so little, because of the cabbage rolls, that is.
Yeah. So anyway, the rolls are rolled. We put them in the pot with the sauerkraut bed.
Right.
Then what?
But we're not done. While they're there, now everything's done, you smash a clove of garlic.
Nice.
Make sure you smash it.
Just one?
Well, one in one pot and one in the other. And do I sometimes two. And then I would put garlic, more juniper berries in there, more paprika in there.
Always more paprika.
Yes, more. And then, let's see. Sometimes I put vinegar in it, just a tad. I'll put apple cider vinegar, just a tad.
Just a tad. Just like a putt-putt.
You want to play with it?
No, I don't want to play with Bonnie.
Okay.
Opa's doing a fine job.
Yes, he is.
So you got your garlic, paprika, juniper berries, vinegar. Then the big show is the tomato.
And, oh, that. Then for each pot gets, initially, one thing of
tomato sauce.
But it's tomato puree. Or puree.
Do you do those big jars? Or cans?
Yeah, the largest can there is. And then I'll get another one. So they each get one big can and a half. Oh, and then you get a can of water.
Uh-huh. So you're doing double duty, rinse out the can, which Dad would approve of, and then you throw that water into your pot.
Pot.
And
that's it.
Put the lid on.
Right. But that's the way I like it. Now, Betsy will do one can. Mm-hmm. And the rest is water.
Okay.
To me, it's too watery.
You want it thicker.
But each of his own.
To each his own.
To each his own.
Great. And the whole time, the pot is just kind of like medium to low simmer.
Right. It's I think if you read the recipes, it says start hot, like boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see it bubble, then you lower it down to.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do. I actually start in the afternoon and let it go all night cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But by that point, it's just so low.
Yeah. It's not like it's.
It's not like it's angry boiling. So initially, it should be, I think, I'll read it again. I want to say at least 20 more, so more minutes, but I let it go all night, so it's...
So, like, if you're making this, if you start in the afternoon, this is not for dinner that night. It's going to be, like, dinner the next night. Or maybe you serve it the next night.
Yeah. Now, in our family, yes. When I start cooking, it's not for that night. Although, once it's in there a long time and it's cooking away, I'll eat it just to make sure it tastes
all right.
Tastes all right, yeah.
Just in case you need more paprika or more juniper berries.
Right.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
Happy stuffed cabbage. Last thing, what do you eat with it?
Oh, yeah. So you make cucumber salad.
Could have sour cream, could have vinegar. Either or. Two different ways to make it.
Yeah.
And then?
And then good bread, like that bread you had for lunch, would be great.
Sourdough?
Yeah. We used to get at the bread store back, and we're talking me when I was a little kid in the 60s, but all the other family we would go to the bread store and get good rye bread. Right.
And you often talk about how there's not good rye bread.
No.
Ever. Not at this time.
I haven't seen any yet. Come close, but I'll see.
You gotta ship, airdrop that in.
Right.
All right.
But your bread would be great.
Okay.
It would be.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks for telling me about it. I wonder if anybody will care to listen to our 33 minutes of story and who's eating what's he.
I'm just trying to think if I missed anything. I guess if I did, I'll call you and you can... Do whatever.
And let me know.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh. I'll carry on the tradition, even if I don't eat it.
Okay.
I don't like cabbage.
I know you don't.
But Bonnie will.
She does.
Okay. Thanks.